Uncle Skeeter here, and welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, how you doing? It's Christmas time. Play those jingle bells, and it's Christmas. It's our studio audience here in the corner. Our jingle bells. It's so exciting. It's another, wow, a whole year is gone already. I can't believe it. Daffodil, we've been in this van another year.
Bah humbug.
Oh, hi. Why, what's going on? What?
I just don't have no Christmas spirit.
Oh, come on. Some great Christmas songs we're playing here on the show this week. Come on. First of four.
I don't think I'm ready for Christmas yet.
Why?
It's just, it's too early.
No, it is not too early. Give it up, will ya? Oh. Come on, come on, get excited. It's Christmas.
Bah, humbug.
Save that for the mall. Please.
I'm not going anywhere near the mall.
Yes, you are. You're going to shop Christmas presents for me, right?
At the mall. I was thinking the dollar store.
Oh, no, dollar store. I want something more expensive. Come on, we can do it.
The $2 store.
Hey, keep going up. Come on. Hey, maybe the $10 store.
I don't think there is a $10 store.
Oh, well, anyway, just buy Christmas presents for me, please. Come on, it's time to decorate the tree. We're on our way trying to find a small tree to fit in the van.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah, well, I get that. Coming up, we have Phyllis McKay. We've got the Holiday Express with some disco Christmas. An interesting trucker song called Trucker's Christmas. Hey, some photocopying mayhem from Ray Stevens. And we're starting off the show this week with the Blenders and Dancing Snowman coming up shortly. But first off, we have Little Susie. And who would gum and Santa's whiskers?
Oh my.
Right here on
Cheese Please Christmas!
Oh, who put the gum in Santa's whiskers? Who put the gum in Santa's beard? Who put the gum in Santa's whiskers? Golly, how it's smeared! There's popcorn, tin horns, drums, and yo-yos, aeroplanes, and little banjos, choo-choo trains, and fancy doll clothes hanging from his beard. Who put the gum in Santa's whiskers? Who was the naughty girl or boy? If Santa finds who messed his whiskers, they won't get a toy. So, who put the gum in Santa's whiskers? Who put the gum in Santa's beard? Who was the one who got old Santa's nice old whiskers smeared? Drums and yo-yos, aeroplanes and little banjos, choo-choo trains and fancy doll clothes hanging from his beard. Who put the gum in Santa's whiskers? Who was the naughty girl or boy? If Santa finds who messed his whiskers, they won't get a toy. Who put the gum in Santa's whiskers? Who put the gum in Santa's beard? Who was the one who got old Santa's nice old whiskers smeared?
Uncle Skeeter here, and I hope you're enjoying a Cheese Please Christmas.
Dancing snowmen waddle to and fro, waving, bowing everywhere they go. It's a very special winter show at Christmas time. Merry Christmas time. Dancing snowmen, how they love to sing, while the jingle bells go tingling. Yuletide greetings happily they bring at Christmas time.
Merry Christmas time.
Dressed in their snowy white, each day and frosty night.
Oh, how they laugh and play with wondrous delight.
Dancing snowmen, dancing joyfully all around the silver Christmas tree.
Oh, what fun it is to see them at Christmas time. Merry Christmas time.
Joyfully all around the silver Christmas tree. Oh, what fun it is to see them at Christmas time.
Merry Christmas time.
Dancing snowmen, dancing joyfully all around the silver Christmas tree. Oh, what fun it is to see them at Christmas time.
Merry Christmas time.
Dancing snowmen, roly-poly snowmen. Dancing snowmen, little holy roly-poly snowmen. Snowmen.
Geez, please, with the dancing snowmen that sound like Muppets.
You played that song on purpose.
Why? What are you talking about?
You played the Dancing Snowman song on purpose.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was on the playlist.
No.
What?
I was in a really bah humbuggy bad mood, and you played a song about Dancing Snowman.
I love
Dancing Snowman. That was fun. I was dancing in my chair.
I just see that on the Muppet Show during Christmas time. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, you can see them dancing in your head across the screen. You know, just all white, and they get their hands going up back and forth. And
exactly.
That's what I have in my head, you know.
And that's what I did in my chair.
And then Fozzie Bear comes in.
No, that was Groucho Marx.
Oh, well, fine. Anyway, my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas where you get the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And the Christmassy, of course, for the next 4 shows.
We hope you like Christmas music because there's going to be a lot of it.
We have, before that we had Little Susie and Who Put the Gum in Santa's Whiskers.
That was weird.
It wasn't that weird.
It was weird.
Come on.
Everything was stuck to his beard. How could the man walk?
Remember about that one that farted on Santa's lap? That's nothing. The whisker thing said nothing to that one.
Have you ever had gum in your hair?
No.
It's nasty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you have to cut it out. You can't get it out.
Well, it's not that far. It's no big deal. What?
Now what are we going to play?
We get the Holiday Express and Disco Santa Claus coming up shortly. This one
is odd.
Yeah. Charles Arthur.
Do we need to apologize first or after?
Probably after.
Okay.
How shall I put it this way? Go to the pharmacy and get a tube of... Oh, I'm not going to say anymore. Trucker's Christmas right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Was the night before Christmas, and I was out on the road, driving my 18-wheeler, hauling a heavy load. I've been on the road for 2 weeks, my backside was killing. To get out of that truck, buddy, I was sure willing. I was speeding down the highway with my hot load of freight, trying to get home. I just couldn't be late, 'cause you see, my rig was filled to the brim with toys. I was taking them to the orphanage in my hometown to give to all the little girls and boys. But I was making good time till in the blink of an eye, a big old blizzard hit me and I started to slip and slide. I was trying to hang on, but the next thing I knowed, I went into a skid, jackknife, and went off the side of the road. Oh, all my backside was killing. It was making me perspire. Let me tell you, buddy, I was sitting on a burning ring of fire. But anyway, there I was, stuck and running out of time. So I thought I'd better get on the old CB line. And I said, "Breaker 19, is there anybody there? I'm stuck, you truckers. Don't any of you care? I'm stranded here on the side of the road. Won't someone please come and give me a tow?" Well, then I heard sleigh bells, and I looked up in the air. And here comes Santa Claus, with all his reindeer. Well, he pulled right up next to my rig and hooked up a chain and hollered, "Giddy up, go." And in seconds flat, buddy, I was back out on that road. Oh, with tears in my eyes, I went up and thanked Santa and tried to offer him some money. And he said, "Don't mention it, buddy, but I noticed you're walking kind of funny." "Well, Santa," I said, "I ain't had a 10-200 in weeks on account of this thing between my cheeks." Well, he reached into his bag, and with a smile on his face, he gave me a big old tube of Preparation H. And he said, "So long, trucker," and took off into the night. And in seconds flat, buddy, he was clean out of sight. Well, let me tell you that I used that medicine right there in the middle of that road. Got back in my rig and took off with my heavy load. I made it to the orphanage with time to spare. And buddy, those kids had a fine Christmas that year. Well, it's been many years since that happy time, but I'll never forget the day that Santa saved this trucker's behind. Better sign off now before I start to cry. Merry Christmas, Santa, old buddy. 10-4 and goodbye.
Who needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas?
Try to do that, and I can't do the N, and oh, I can do, and then E and the L. L's easy. L's easy. But, YMCA is a little hard, but...
N's are hard.
Yeah, forget doing N's. Holiday Express, which sound a lot like the Village People, but we know they aren't. And Disco Santa Claus.
Very cool. I like that one, too. That really, you're really getting me into the holiday spirit. I wanted to stay in my Bah Humbug mood.
No, good. And before that, we had Charles Arthur doing Trucker's Christmas.
Which almost put me back in my Bah Humbug mood.
No.
It's a good thing you had the Disco Santas after.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm glad. I can't think why Santa would carry a tube of that stuff around. Just weird. But then again, he's Santa Claus. He can help anybody, right?
Huh? Exactly.
Well, there we go. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Yes, Cheese Please, the wacky, warped, and weird, and slightly Christmassy for the next few shows. And we're bringing you the wackiest, warpiest, and weirdiest... Weirdiest? Weirdiest?
Strange.
Okay.
Unusual.
Christmas music we can find, and nothing gets even more stranger than Phyllis McKay. Right? That's your cue to say, yes, Snarf Dude.
Sure, Snarf Dude. Whatever you say, Snarf Dude. You're so smart, Snarf Dude.
There we go. Anyway, you'll get a good present this year if you keep doing that. Phyllis McKay, who likes to sing and make bird songs.
Oh, right. That Phyllis McKay.
Yes, that Phyllis McKay. We played her at some point in the near past.
A while ago.
Yes. Well, apparently...
Her bird singing.
Yes. Yes, she did some bird singing. And apparently she does Christmas songs. Imagine that. Right?
It's very strange.
Yes. Can't you say more than that?
No.
Okay, fine. Phyllis McKay's doing Winter Wonderland shortly.
But that will be interesting.
But we start off with the classic version that Bing Crosby did not do. Her version of White Christmas on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Thank you.
To your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
My ears
and pricking up dogs everywhere.
Yeah, I saw our invisible dog Sally there, her ears perked up. And Winter Wonderland, Phyllis McKay. Before that we had White Christmas, not done by Bing Crosby, by Phyllis McKay,
the whistling version.
That's got to be the most unusual Christmas record we've ever played, short of the Rubber Band Christmas record.
I like the Rubber Band
and the William Hung Christmas
no what
record.
about the Tools?
Oh, the Tools. Yes, I have the Tools.
The Christmas, the Saw song.
And I want to go on record as saying we will not be playing William Hung this year.
No, I won that argument.
You won that. Well, yeah, I destroyed the CD on the air one year, and then...
You went out and bought another copy.
Yeah, and I played it again, and then it sort of disappeared.
Ha, ha, ha.
I wonder what happened to it. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you have been listening to the very first of four.
Yes, four. I'm warning you now. Four of these shows. Full of Christmas music. And, well, we're ending off. Wow, that was quick.
time she can fly.
Wow, and we're on our way trying to get a tree and, you know, some of that usual Christmas decoration stuff.
And tune in, because over the next couple of shows, we'll probably make some cookies. We'll probably do at least one kind of a job to earn money to buy Christmas presents.
And we'll
probably get up to some kind of Christmas hijinks.
I don't want to do a job this year. No.
Are we making Christmas presents this year? Because we could have a crafting show.
Hey, there's an idea. Maybe we should do that. I know we don't have any money, but I don't want to go out and shop and do that job thing. That's overdone. The whole job thing is like a pain. Okay.
It has its good points. When you do jobs, you get money.
Yeah, I know, but it gets me in a Scroogey mood. Not necessarily on the air, but after I get over, I get upset about that whole thing.
True. What are we playing now?
We're going to end off this show with Xerox Christmas by Ray Stevens.
Is this about like office Christmas parties or something?
I don't know. I forget. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for the first of four Cheese Please Christmas shows this year.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We got a Xerox Christmas letter from the Sterling family. Seems that things in Palm Springs are going swimmingly. Their daughters both married doctors. Their son was Yale's Man of the Year. Chip's business broke all records. Buffy's a Red Cross volunteer. We've been on their Xerox letter list for 20 years or more. Been at least that long since the Sterlings lived next door. So this year my wife Lurleen said, as we were sweeping up the yard, let's us send a Xerox letter this year instead of a Christmas card. Howdy y'all and Merry Christmas. Well, we still live in the double wide, but Bubba's added on a bass boat shed and a workshop and new flamingos for the lawn. We took down the front yard tire swing, now the junior's in the pen. But it looks like a happy new year, they moved him off death row again. Xerox Christmas letters, whoa, nothing could be better than to hear from folks you hardly know, bragging on all they have achieved. Xerox Christmas letters, yeah, there's nothing we like better. We read them from the glow of our 2-foot aluminum tree. Our youngest is at the halfway house once again in a family way. This time the daddy lives beneath the bridge on the old I-5 freeway. And this year we all took a whirlwind tour, but we didn't get too far. It happened when a twister touched down in our trailer park. Xerox Christmas letters, nothing could be better than to hear from folks you hardly know, bragging on all they have achieved. Xerox Christmas letters, yeah, there's nothing we like better. We read them from the glow of our 2-foot aluminum tree. We read them in the glow of our 2-foot aluminum tree.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.